Okay, well, great. We'll do the best we can to move this meeting along. Virtual meetings can be a challenge, but I'll start by calling the meeting to order. It is 9 a.m. on March 7th, 2025. It's a Teams-only meeting of the Railbelt Transmission Organization Governance Committee. Let's move to item two. Jennifer, would you please induct the roll call?
Yes, I will, Chair. And I will just let you know, we do have a member of the public that's joined here in the boardroom. So just for your awareness, even though it was a virtual meeting only. Okay, so let's go with the roll call. Alaska Energy Authority. So, okay. I think Curtis is going to be here momentarily. Chugach Electric Association.
Hi, good morning. Arthur Miller here.
Thank you. Golden Valley Electric Association.
Travis Million here.
Homer Electric Association.
Brad Janarski here.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo here online.
Okay, and the Railbelt Reliability Council. Okay, you have a quorum, Chair.
Great, let's proceed.
I'm sorry, I forgot the City of Seward.
I just messaged Brian. I don't see him on, but I'm seeing if he's joining soon.
Okay. So we have a quorum, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Let's move forward with item number three, the public roll call for those in person and those online.
Okay. We will start with the gentleman in the room here.
Bernie Smith, member of the public.
Okay, and then next we will go to the folks on the Teams line. Let's start with anyone from Alaska Energy Authority.
This is Mark Jones, the Alaska Energy Authority.
Karen Gal, Alaska Energy Authority.
Okay, next we'll go to anyone from Chugach Electric Association. Okay, nobody from Chugach. We'll go to Golden Valley Electric Association.
Daniel Heckman, Golden Valley Electric Association.
Okay, next we will go to Homer Electric Association.
Sarah Lamb, HEA. Jess Buehler, SI Council of HEA.
Okay, next we'll go to Matanuska Electric Association. Anyone?
Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Okay, and the City of Seward?
Cody George, City Attorney.
Okay, and then I'll note that Executive Director Thayer has joined us here in the boardroom.
And Tina Grovier, counsel for the RTO, is also online.
Thanks, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Izzo, for the record, Jennifer, I think I note that there are some other folks online. If we could just get them to weigh in, identify themselves for this part of the public roll call, that'd be great.
Okay. Anybody else on the phone or on the Teams meeting from the public that would like to identify themselves? Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Claire Knutson-Lotta, Regulatory Commission.
Okay. I think that covers everybody, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Item number four, agenda approval for the Governance Committee, you should have the agenda. It was sent out in advance. I would like a motion to approve.
Curtis Thayer, move to approve.
Travis Million, second.
Second.
Okay, moved by Curtis, seconded by Travis first. Any comments, changes? Hearing, seeing none, Jennifer, please proceed with a roll call vote for agenda approval.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Shugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brazenorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
The City of Seward is absent. The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Well, let's move on to item number five, public comments. We can start in the room and then go online.
Okay. Is there anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment? Okay. Is there anybody on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? You can raise your hand if you'd like to. Okay, it appears that there are no public comments, Chair.
Thank you. Let's move on to item number six, approval of the meeting minutes from February 14th of 2025. Jennifer, you do a great job of linking these to the agenda. I'll anticipate that everybody's had a chance to review those, but let's at least start by getting a motion on the floor.
Motion to approve. Curtis Thayer.
Second, Arthur Miller.
Thank you. Moved by Curtis, seconded by Arthur. Happy to take a minute for folks to go through these, but if anybody has comments, edits, changes, now's the time. Not seeing or hearing, let's move forward with calling the question. Jennifer, let's conduct an online vote.
Okay. Okay. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Shugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski, yes.
The City of Seward is absent, and Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Izzo, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. We'll move on to number 7A, Alpha, Old Business, and I see that Daniel has already turned his camera on and his microphone is unmuted. So for an RTO working group update, Daniel, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So for the record, Daniel Heckman with Golden Valley on behalf of the RTO working group. I will leave the more legal and regulatory sides of the working group's items and discussions to Tina. But just some four main points for the governance committee just to hear from the working group as far as what's been going on since the last meeting. The working group, especially the technical portion of the working group, has been meeting extensively to work on a backbone policy and definition, and as well as a set of criteria to really support that definition as far as assets that will ultimately constitute the backbone network and which ones will not. There's been a lot of work done on that portion that we hope to have the full working group very pretty much in the next couple of weeks hear the outcome of that of those deliberations and have a broader policy discussion with the working group as a whole. But the technical committee has been doing a lot of good work on kind of honing in on what exactly is the ask of the of this body, Form 307, and what we believe would be a good document that will help guide the governance committee into ultimately adopting what would be the backbone along with any policy and criteria for determining which assets constituted the actual system. The second item is the open access transmission tariff. Our consultant, Mr. Monroe, has been going through the tariff document, identifying areas where the technical people could opine and propose language, as well as the legal and regulatory subgroup and the broader working group as well. There's a lot of language that's being circulated for discussion and for feedback and for ultimate inclusion. Just this week, we focused on some high-level policy policies from the OAT that we know are ultimately going to have to go into this governance committee for consideration and approval, and that's those high-level policies are the ones that we have been focusing on the most, and hopefully that by taking care of those policy provisions, some of the more smaller answering, low-hanging fruit provisions can be taken care of. So both the technical, although the technical committee is more focused on backbone right now, they will be getting to their portions of the tariff later on this month, and the legal and regulatory group has begun the process of going through our own assigned sections on that front. A third item is the annual transmission revenue requirement. The financial analyses and supporting of those revenue requirements continue to be circulated by Mr. Monroe to the various entities and for internal discussion and review. We anticipate that this governance committee really won't be seeing a lot of that until after the March 21st meeting. We're trying to really focus on backbone and some of the more technical criteria up for the 21st governance committee meeting and then do a pivot to the financial analysis. So, but those continue to be discussed internally amongst the various entities. And then just for everyone's benefit, I'm positive this has already been put out there, but the working group will be meeting in person again the 19th and 20th, and then at AEA, so thanks again to AEA for hosting that. And then I will be there in person for the 21st meeting to provide this update in person, and hopefully we will have a solid 2 days of meetings and work sessions that we have some good outcomes from that I can report on the 21st. So that is my update, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Daniel. Questions from committee members?
This is Curtis there. I have a question. With everything where we're standing, do you think that we're going to be able to file the OAT on the deadline? Not one that we ask the commission questions, but one where we actually file. I just returned from Juneau this morning, and that was a question by a couple legislators that they're wanting to know if we're on schedule, and I said we're working towards that schedule of July 1st, but I'm just kind of curious if we think we're going to be actually meet that deadline of July 1st.
Yeah, and Director Thayer, the question was asked at that working group meeting, and I think the response was that we would have to seek a statutory change to 307 if we felt like we were not able to meet that. I can tell you that right now the working group's ultimate goal absolutely is to, yes, meet that deadline. I think we're going to have a more thorough discussion later in this meeting as far as what that ultimately may be looking like, but that is our intent absolutely to file an open access transmission tariff in some way, shape, or form by July 1st, 2025. Yes.
Great. We're in alignment of what I said, so I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Other For the record, Tony Izzo, any other questions from the committee for Daniel? Daniel, thank you. I'm not seeing any. Appreciate all the efforts of the working group, and we'll move on to item 7B, Bravo. RTO certificate filing and oath filing. Tina, over to you.
Good morning, everyone. For the record, my name is Tina Grevier. Since our last meeting, we've had the pre-hearing conference. It was held. The parties agreed to, as well as ACFERG, who was not a party at that moment, a very aggressive procedural schedule to meet the statutory deadline. In fact, any testimony ACFERG wants to file is due today, and RAPA will not be filing testimony given our stipulation. So we have served our responses to RAPA's discovery of questions before the pre-hearing conference. We provided a courtesy copy to ACFERG at that pre-hearing conference. RAPA has had the chance to review those. They agree that our response resolves its questions, and it supports granting the RTO a certificate. So RAPA drafted the stipulation, and I propose some minimal revisions to the stipulation that we can discuss. Both versions were shared with ACFERG, and ACFERG indicated it would join the stipulation if the RTO makes its subcommittee meetings public, and basically, so that's part of what's going on right now. And then the commission granted ACFERG party status on Wednesday, but did make a point of noting that the scope of the docket is limited to the fit, willing, and able question. So regarding the oath filing, I don't have anything to add beyond Daniel's report. I do have related matters to discuss in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the RTO and the legal position of the committee.
Great. Thank you, Tina. And certainly, under the bylaw section 512.3, executive session to discuss matters with an attorney. And that's you. So, thank you.
Yes.
Questions for Tina from committee members? I'm not seeing any hands raised. So thank you, Tina. We will move on to item 8, new business. I would ask the committee, I'm not aware of any new business before us. If I'm incorrect, please advise. No? Then we'll move on to item 9, executive session. I would like a motion to go into executive session.
All right. This is Curtis Thayer, AEA. I move the RTO enter to executive session to discuss confidential and financial matters related to the RTO finances and legal strategy. This is consistent with our bylaws, which allow a board to consider confidential matters in executive session. In this case, the RTO believes that there are subjects that would have an adverse effect upon the finances of the RTO or being discussed with an attorney, the immediate knowledge which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the committee and are protected by law due to the rules protecting personal privacy and certain business information.
Do we have a second?
Arthur Miller, second.
Thank you, Arthur. Jennifer, before we go in, we should probably poll the committee members as to who should stay online for executive session.
Okay. Curtis, who are you wanting
in? Is Bill online out of curiosity?
Bill is not.
Okay. I would like Karen Bell and Mark Billingsley to stay our legal counsel and obviously our RTO director.
Okay, next we'll go to Chugach. Mr. Miller, who would you, do you have people you want to stay on? Oh.
I do not have anyone from Chugach online.
Okay, thank you. We'll go to Golden Valley. Mr. Million?
Yeah, if we can have Daniel Heckman stay online, please.
Okay, and next we'll go to Homer Electric. Mr. Janorski?
Sarah Lamb and Jess Bueller, please.
Okay, and then Mr. Izzo, Chair Izzo, is there anybody that you would like on?
Yes, Jennifer, I see Tony Zellers, the MEA's alternate, is online and would welcome him to stay. I'm not aware of any other MEA staff, or I don't see them on the screen. So if David Pease, for example, is on, I would ask that he stay.
Okay, I don't see him.
Okay, very good.
Okay, and then, so we do have some members of the public that we need to ask to exit. Okay.
I'm happy to leave, but what is the procedure for being notified when you guys are wrapped up with executive session?
We could send you an email. I can send you an email, Claire. Just for your awareness, it will be member comments, I believe. But I can send you an email when we're ready to come back in.
An email or a Teams message would be perfect. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
And Jennifer, I'd ask, I guess, Chair Izzo or another member of the committee to allow me to stay as a representative for Seward just to listen in so I can take information back to Brian.
Yeah, Cody, this is Tony Izzo. I certainly would welcome you to stay, and but I'll just put it out there to the committee members that, you know, if there's any opposition to that, now's the time to raise your hand. I'm not seeing any, Cody. You're welcome to stay.
Okay, so we'll just have Mr. Smith step out, and then we will be in executive session, Chair. Chair, you are back on the record.
Great. Thank you, Jennifer. We are out of executive session. We have... We need to follow up with a comment regarding or a statement regarding executive session. Does somebody have that to make, please?
Yes. I advise that the RTO has taken no any formal action on the matters discussed with while in executive session, except as authorized by 5.12.2 to give direction to the attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of specific legal matters or pending negotiations. I think that's what we just
thank did. You. Yeah, thank you, Curtis. I'll make sure that for the next meeting I'm prepared and have that. Okay, let's move on to item 10, to member comments. Why don't we start with Travis and work our way south?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Daniel and the others who joined to get us up to speed on a number of things that are going on, and a lot of work ahead of us, and we'll see you guys in person on the 21st.
Great. Arthur.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thanks to Daniel and Tina. I know you guys have done a lot of work and really appreciate it, and a lot of good discussion with a lot more work ahead of us between now and July 1st. Thanks.
Brad.
Yeah, same as Arthur. Thanks to Tina and Daniel and the working group and really all the legal counsels for the utilities and the AEA. I know those folks are putting in a lot of time on this, and it's greatly appreciated. Just FYI, guys, I won't be at the next meeting because I'll be outside, but I will have Sarah there in person. So, and I think that's the 21st.
Yes, thanks, Brad. Curtis.
No, thank you very much. I think it was a good meeting, and I'm glad that we have a good path forward, I think, on several fronts.
Yeah, and from my perspective, good meeting. I'm encouraged as to the plan going forward. Really appreciate Tina, Daniel, and all the others that are involved with this effort. It's quite a lift. With that, item 11 is the next meeting date. It's March 21, 2025. And with that, I would seek a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, Travis Lynn.
Okay, moved and seconded. Do we need to do a roll call vote on adjourn, that we're adjourned?
A roll call?
I think so.
Curtis, do we need a roll call?
Go ahead, Jennifer. Okay. Brad?
Tony, I think you can just say, see no more items before us, meeting's adjourned, and we're done. And Tina, correct me if I misspeak.
I think that's right. I've just got to,
Tina, don't look so surprised.
I know, no, not that you're right, but I was trying to run it through my head if we had anything in the bylaws specifically, but I think you're hearing no objection. If there's no objection, you can probably go that way, but.
Okay, so we have a motion, we have a second. Without objection, we are adjourned.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you all.
Thanks,
Jennifer. Have a good night, everybody.